Asgard's Nation!
Hey, all right, y'all. Sam Asgari was spotted with somebody new. Wait until you hear who it is.
Ooh, y'all, it's Spice gotten a little spicier when someone grabbed her wig, child. Ooh.
Plus, it's time for the BET Hip Hop Awards, and I'll be dishing with all the stars from the green carpet. But let's start the show with a little,
Smash Alert!
Oh, yeah. Now, a while back, Gigi Hadid was hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio, and supposedly it was casual, and it fizzled out. And now it seems like she's moved on with Leo's buddy, Bradley Cooper.
Wow.
Ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. Plus, Bradley shares a daughter with Ariana Shayk, who happens to be friends with Gigi. Now, the tale of the tape reads that Bradley's 48, Gigi's 28, but it could be just a fling. That's what a source told People magazine. They said, they're having fun. She's independent, busy, and her days are filled with responsibility, so I don't see anything serious happening right away, if at all. Is this okay?
Yeah, I think this is okay. Why not?
It's the homie. You dating the homie.
They just having fun.
Yeah, and she's independent, so.
Okay.
But it's like they both have exes who are friends with the other's ex. Isn't that kind of weird, though? Like Bradley
Cooper. Apparently not to them.
Yeah.
It's like crossing, like railroad crossing.
It's literally a swap. Yeah.
But that's what I like about the European race. They don't have all these restrictions, honey.
If you want to say European race, let's just be real clear.
If you want to be with your friend, be with them.
Yeah, it's those same lack of restrictions that brought Rome down.
All right, moving on.
Okay, we've got another duo with a big age difference, y'all. Let me tell you about this one. This one's not a romance, but it's a bromance, or it might be a bromance. So Britney's ex, Sam Asghari, is out in these streets making new friends, y'all, and this one is a little unexpected. 29-year-old Sam dropped a pic with 83-year-old new dad Al Pacino and said, ooh, some people live a lifetime in a minute, goat emoji, hashtag learning from the best.
I think Al Pacino was just out walking his dog and some very nice man was like, can I have a photo with you? And I was like, sure.
Right. I just think homeboy's trying to extend his half hour of fame.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's getting to be too much. I'm gonna need you to have several seats like the rest of them.
But are they neighbors?
I mean, if he walked far enough, he probably is in the neighborhood in which Al exists in.
Hold
on.
Ain't no way they're neighbors, because remember Sam moved into like a new condo or something that Britney's having to pay for? Like if he was still in Britney's house, they might be neighbors, but.
But you know, like Al Pacino strikes me as the type of dude who does have like a smash house, you know, aside from where he actually lives.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be petty at all. However, I did zoom in on Al Pacino's shirt. There's a hole at the bottom of it and mysterious stains on it.
He's probably just eight. He don't even know that man. That man walked up to him like, and I have a picture. That's what it's giving.
Yeah, it's giving me that Sam goes jogging in very high places where high A-list celebrities live, and he's trying to catch them come out of their house so he can get a picture with them to make Britney feel like he's doing something else.
Pacino, I mean, that could be a homeless person. I can't tell if Al Pacino or not.
See,
I mean,
here's the thing. It's like, it's hard to tell sometimes in L.A. Like, homeless chic is a thing.
Exactly.
It is. Is.
But Sam, it looks like Sam knows who any celebrity is, though.
I bet he does.
I bet.
He got them Hollywood maps.
He gets that.
He's got the map to the stars.
He's going to be running around. That's
where I'm taking my job.
Not the
today.
TMZ okay. truck.
Yeah. Lord, all right, it looks like reality star and dancehall queen Spice wasn't quite prepared for what this fan was handing out when she called him on stage.
Uh-oh.
So, while on stage, Spice asked the fan to show her how he puts it down in the bedroom, and things were all good until he did this. Check it out.
Oh my God, Lord, what didn't happen, Lord?
Show me how you stab when you're in the bedroom, because I need to prepare you for this. Stop, let me see something real quick.
Oh my.
He got excited.
But if you've seen a lot of these like dancehall videos sometimes where they be showing people doing just the wild stuff in the dancehall clubs, a lot of times it do seem like all things are on the books, like you can do just about whatever, but he did take it too far with Shorty on stage.
Yeah, you can't grab no woman's wig, period. Ever.
No, because white men are used to pulling hair. They don't have glue down.
That's true.
So, I mean, you know, sometimes you have it.
That's true.
Some people like having
their
hair
pulled. Some women do have extensions, Gary. And they have wigs, and they do have wigs and glue, so don't do that.
Gary, you ever reached up and just got a handful of wig?
No, I got pulled a handful of hair. hair, yeah.
Lord God.
Yeah, it's a scary thing to do because I never know when it's a wig, a weave, your natural hair, and I don't want to unmask a Scooby-Doo villain.
That's why you just shouldn't do it.
You know what I mean? So I don't.
With your wife, just pull hair. I don't pull other people's hair.
Man. Like, unless they got that good football stitching on the back to where, like, you know it's like, you know, like, you know, like down.
Not football stitching.
Okay. It's tight. You know what I'm saying? They moving.
Lord. All right, well, moving on. I ain't got nothing to say about that. It's time for
Dish Gone Viral.
Well, ladies, if you're looking for a man.
Why does Tamar have this story?
Because they gave it to her.
Oh.
Atlanta is not the place to find a man. Oh. According, I didn't say that. The ladies of this new show called Crown, which features Vivica Fox, Selena Johnson, Kendra G, and Chanel Scott. So a clip has gone viral that was posted on the Neighborhood Talk where the ladies started talking about the dating scene in Atlanta and what you need to do if you want to find a decent man. Take a look.
I do work. I live in Atlanta. I don't do the casual dating thing.
If you want a relationship and you're single, move out of Atlanta. Those guys, they have too many options, and I feel like it's going to be hard for a single woman to really find someone and get married in Atlanta. These men, because most women want the same man. They got to have money. Right. You got to be attractive. And there's probably five of them. And then there's 2,000 girls to the five men. If you want a husband, I don't know if Atlanta's the place for a single girl.
I agree 100%. And that's on all spectrums, honey, queens and women. It's hard to find a man in Atlanta.
We just had a guest makeup artist yesterday. Then fell in love with somebody from Atlanta after being here for 3 weeks, and she from Indiana.
Oh, Lord.
Indiana's a little slower than Atlanta, so she's like, oh, he wrote me a song. I'm like, oh my God. Everybody's a producer, a singer, and a rapper here. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has access to a studio. Slow down. Like, and you better make sure he's not playing for the other team. Like, you need to do some research. Like, it's hard to distinguish.
You gotta make sure
no shade, but it's the truth. Like,
the sexiest, most strongest
man might be the softest on the inside behind closed doors. You never know. Like, so I'm like, please be careful. Like, cause she's a sweet girl, but she done got to Atlanta already getting swallowed up in love. The man done sang and wrote a song. She's like, he's so sweet. I'm like, girl, that's every man. Yeah. Just be careful when you come to Atlanta. They all can rap, sing.
That woman.
I hope so. I hope she listens to me. Just take your time. That's all I'm saying, because you never know what's behind the mask.
Now, for the men out there, this is the land of opportunity. Ellis Island for sex, if you will. People out here being timeshared, used, and utilized. Downside is you're gonna probably have to boil most of these people before you have sex with them.
Yeah.
However,
boil them.
You gotta boil them. You know, just to cook away all of the
sterilize diseases. And sanitize Jesus.
Yep, strike a match. If he feels good, that ain't the one for you.
Ooh. All right, y'all. Up next, rapper Kevin Gates goes viral, not for spitting lyrics, but for something else that a fan. Oh, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Let's get into another
Dish Debate.
Let me clear my throat for this one. This is probably the grossest Dish Debate that we've ever done. It's so gross, we can't even show you the video, y'all, but use your imagination. Leave it to Kevin Gates to just go too far, man. The rapper kicked off his Only for Generals tour, and he started it off with a jaw-dropping performance, pun definitely intended. So Kevin called up a pregnant fan on stage and let her to sit in an Alabama slammer. That's the folded chair that went down at that battle at Montgomery. He then instructed the fan to tilt her head all the way back and open her mouth, Pez dispenser style, and he spat a big old loogie in her mouth, and she swallowed.
Ah! Lord God.
Ah!
But you know what? To me, that looks so sexy.
You a lie.
No, it looks so sexy. Honestly, it looks so sexy. Just
you not being
it.
Honest.
No, I'm very honest. Like, it's picture yourself just eating something, and then you just regurgitating it down. It just looked the way it went down. I just thought of something. I mean, it looked amazing to me. I loved
so
it, though.
Disgusting.
Isn't that disgusting? No, I couldn't even hear that. It's so nasty.
Y'all have to be more romantic. It was
romantic? She don't even know
to
that
man. A stranger
man.
That just came from out of the audience?
It's another form of tongue kissing. Spit
no,
being exchanged.
No, it's not, girl. That's disgusting.
Oh, Tamar, come on. What you gonna be doing on your tour, girl? You gonna be doing stuff like
Are
that?
Are you I mean, serious?
I mean, Tamar, I
might anoint somebody's forehead with some oil because there's some people out here who really need to be saved. Like, it's getting ridiculous out here.
I bet you that baby's in the womb and he balled his fist up like Arthur in that meme. Yeah. Like, I can't wait to keep you up late at night, Mom.
All right, well, child, leave it to Kanye West, Lord, speaking of the Lord, to tell a woman she needs some new Tigo baddies. Well, Miss Julia Fox is out here in these streets, in these Hollywood streets, still spilling the tea hee hee on her and Yee's former relationship. We is tied, girl.
We is.
So in a recent interview, she talked about her memoir, Down the Drain, and reminisced about spending the day playing Uno and a game that involves highlighting positive words in the dictionary with her ex. We don't care.
If it's her ex, how
yeah,
they
girl,
have sex?
Y'all gotta get off the exes.
Please.
Okay? Then all of a sudden, Julia said, Yee hit her with,
I'll get you a boob job if you want.
Well, Julia says she politely declined, but soon after the author, she realized she was being used as a pawn during his divorce from Kim Kardashian, and she felt like a puppet.
Girl, why is you talking
Girl.
About it? We don't care.
It's how you broach that conversation. You don't just straight up offer somebody a boob job like you're offering them like a sandwich. Oh, hey, like, do you want to
yes, you do. If you're rich,
run and get
you
something
see,
to eat real quick? I
he's
can
rich.
Buy you boobs.
She's flat chested. She's flat chested in front of him. He just said,
she's
yeah.
not flat chested. Julia Fox is not flat chested.
Well, evidently she needs a
Also,
a
that's
job.
Fine. Also, that's perfectly fine.
It doesn't matter. You enjoy your little committee?
I enjoy the committee.
The committee.
It took me a minute to remember which committee.
Oh, really?
That's the IBT committee.
You like all the
committee. Yes, all the
committee.
Proportions. It's all about proportions.
It is.
It's kind of a weird thing. Someone's gonna be like, draw four. You want some new? You know.
Well, speaking of rappers, coming up, I'm dishing with some of your favorite artists on the green carpet at the BET Hip Hop Awards 2023. Airing tonight, all of this and more after the break.
Uno, how about a duo? Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, what up, Shaman Headcrack, live from the green carpet of the BET Hip Hop Awards, man. We're going to be talking to your favorite stars and see what gets them in the hip hop spirit. Let's go. Out, man, when they said shirts is optional, my man took it literally. Safari is in the building, man. What are you excited about tonight, the BET Hip Hop Awards?
Honestly, I'm just excited to be here. Grateful to be alive.
Yo, I'm honored to see you doing this again for the second year in a row, man. How does it feel to know that you killed it so hard the first time the phone rang again?
Man, I said, does that come with like a salary increase or something? I just love it, man. It's like a dream come true.
Nominated 5 times.
Y'all
like,
live.
Who had a better year than you?
Nobody. Hit it, Keith Sweat. Nobody.
What is like that first record that you heard that made you be like, yo, I want to do this. I'm going to be a part of it.
It had to be one of Beyonce or Destiny Child records. That's the artist I grew up on. So maybe it was Soulja with T.I. and Lil Wayne.
Okay, that little rap bridge in there, like bring you over.
Soulja.
And yo, the brats being honored. Do you have a favorite brat song?
The song with Tyrese? Yo, when she had on the little look at it.
You had a baby named Legend, both of y'all, and you're a bona fide legend tonight getting honored on the stage. How does it feel?
It feels amazing to be here. 30 years of So Def. I couldn't have asked for to be on a better label with a better producer, a better leader. I'm just happy to be a part of hip hop and to be the first female solo rapper to sell a million records. You can never change that.
Now, if you was to say one song that makes you, I guess, get in a better headspace, right? If you're feeling down on the hip hop side of things, what is your go-to song?
Brooklyn's Finest.
Yo, that's why you my homie. Cause like most people would look at that as like, yo, I'm gonna go work out, listen to this. But like, yeah, like the rap, what is your favorite bar off there?
Like short sleeves are bare arms.
get out my way from here on. Clear.
Gone.
Yo, if you had to pick three songs out your catalog to go against every record in the world, man, what three would you pick?
Back That Ass Up, Go DJ, and maybe Still Fly.
Yo, I mean, like, you could drop that anywhere. Speaking of Back That Ass Up, shout out to Juvie in the building, man. Yo, it is so good to see y'all in the building tonight.
Hate to cut y'all, but I watched the show. Where everybody else at, man?
What is your go-to dance when you're in a club and your favorite song come on?
First of all, I'm from Miami, and first of all, I'm Caribbean. See, I understand where I go do.
So the knees and ankles sturdy.
Hello, sturdy. Wine aguan, wine aguan. Head top, yes.
When you think about the brat, what song comes to mind?
Ooh, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with you. And I'm a baby, you drive me crazy. Anything with Missy Elliott, you know, all that, yes.
And those were the actual lyrics. Like, if Spinderella can, like, handpick a bunch of artists and make a super group.
Well, we already talk about it. Me, Moni Love, Yo-Yo. I love Lil' Kim. I mean, whoever, Rhapsody, I mean, I'm down for whatever.
I like the diversity in it.
Agent.
I like
I'm
the diversity.
The agent, but I ain't free.
You know, when you want to lift your head up and, like, you know, get your mind out of a dark place, what's a song you listen to? Where do you go to?
Jodeci, Come and Talk to Me.
Okay, let's just say for some reason, Mr. Dalvin is man down. Could they tag you in and Boosie go?
I know every song.
Iconic show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Is it true that they only filmed the scene with you being thrown out of the door one time?
Hell no. Not the way my back is.
So how many times were you thrown out that door?
Probably about 60. I actually had to jump and land on the mat. Okay. And that was painful.
Whoa, 50 years of hip hop packed in one nice little bow. Now I'm about to run inside and go catch my sister the brat before she jump on that stage, all right? Y'all enjoy it, man. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for Didn't See This Coming. Okay, so there's a Brazilian woman named Juliana who shared on TikTok that she discovered her boyfriend was cheating on her with her best friend by using Google Street View.
Oh, no. What?
New Fear and Lock, fellas. Now, Juliana said she saw a Google car drive past her home, and she was curious about the route. So in her following the car on Google Street View, she saw a video of her man's motorcycle with another woman on the back and Ooh. Followed his bike down the street where she saw him laying down with her best friend on a bench.
What were her chances of seeing that?
Right.
I'm telling you, God wanted that to happen.
Coincidence, yeah.
The Holy Ghost led her.
He can still lie his way out that, though. He's like, yo, I had heat stroke.
Oh.
It's hot in Brazil.
She was helping me cool off.
Yeah.
She was fanning
me. Yeah, she was fanning me.
With a big old sweater on. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess.
How would you talk your way out of this, Tanner?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even... Like, baby doll, that wasn't me. That ain't my motorcycle. That was Google on 2007. I don't know what's going on.
I would say that's a white lie, not a black lie.
I was going to say that. Tanner over here, he's used to lying because he has convinced himself
that
was not him on that bench.
Used to lying.
Yeah.
Well, you
Do I not have any support on this panel?
No. You outside.
I'm on the committee. I served on the committee table. I put good time on the committee.
You felt good about that story. You felt real good about that story. My friend's like, yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, that's, no.
Which committee, honey?
They say everyone has a twin.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.